This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Some conservative Republicans never quite found what they were looking for in this year's presidential primaries. Last night it was delivered to them. John McCain's running mate Sarah Palin gave a speech that was, by turns, cheerful and combative. Her speech was a highlight of the Republican convention that's been dominated by questions about her selection and her experience. Here's NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson.
Sarah Palin might be untested on the national stage, but on the shiny black podium in the Excel Center, she was an instant star. She introduced herself to the nation in her own terms, explaining how she got involved in politics.
I was just your average hockey mom and signed up for the PTA.
As the crowd chanted, "Hockey mom, hockey mom," Palin came back with an ad lib.
I love those hockey moms. You know, they say the difference between a hockey mom and a pit bull? Lipstick.
She was down to earth and self-confident as she rebutted the charges that the Obama campaign has made about her time as mayor of Wasilla, Alaska.
And since our opponents in this presidential election seem to look down on that experience, let me explain to them what the job involves. A small-town mayor is sort of like a community organizer, except that you have actual responsibilities.
There's no doubt Palin can energize the Republican base. The delegates here went wild last night. But she's also trying to help McCain connect with swing voters from small towns and rural areas in battleground states. And so she reminded them what Obama had once said at a San Francisco fundraiser.
I might add that in small towns, we don't quite know what to make of a candidate who lavishes praise on working people when they're listening and then talks about how bitterly they cling to their religion and guns when those people aren't listening. Now, we tend to prefer candidates who don't talk about us one way in Scranton and another way in San Francisco.
Choosing Palin was a gamble, a sign that McCain is willing to move away from running on experience and compete directly with Obama for the mantle of change. Palin described herself as an outsider, saying, "I'm not a member of the permanent political establishment," and she talked about something that's been overwhelmed by the frenzy about her family, what she actually did as governor of Alaska.
I came to office promising major ethics reform to end the culture of self-dealing, and today that ethics reform is the law. While I was at it, I got rid of a few things in the governor's office that I didn't believe our citizens should have to pay for. That luxury jet was over the top. I put it on eBay.
She also said she drives to work and got rid of the governor's personal chef. And she fought the oil company lobbyists and brought a $40 billion natural gas pipeline to Alaska.
We need to produce more of our own oil and gas and take it from a gal who knows the North Slope of Alaska. We've got lots of both.
In a year when almost all the issues are running against the Republicans, energy is the exception. Our opponents, Palin said, say that drilling won't solve all of America's energy problems. But she added that's no excuse for doing nothing at all.
Starting in January, in a McCain-Palin administration, we're going to lay more pipelines and build more nuclear plants and create jobs with clean coal and move forward on solar, wind, geothermal, and other alternative sources.
One of the main functions of a vice presidential candidate is to attack the opposition. And last night, Palin cheerfully took aim at Obama.
We've all heard his dramatic speeches before devoted followers, and there is much to like and admire about our opponent. But listening to him speak, it's easy to forget that this is a man who has authored two memoirs, but not a single major law or even a reform, not even in the state Senate.
And she made the case for John McCain.
In politics, there are some candidates who use change to promote their careers. And then there are those, like John McCain, who use their careers to promote change.
After flirting with more conventional Republican positions during the primaries, McCain is now trying to return to his roots as a reformer, and he chose Sarah Palin, who took on the Republican Party establishment in Alaska, as his perfect sidekick.
For a season, a gifted speaker can inspire with his words. But for a lifetime, John McCain has inspired with his deeds. If character is the measure in this election, and hope the theme, and change the goal we share, then I ask you to join our cause. Join our cause and help America elect a great man as the next president of the United States. Thank you.
As Palin's large and growing family climbed up to the stage, John McCain came out of the room.
Don't you think we made the right choice for the next vice president of the United States?
The answer to that question will be clearer after Palin goes through the next round of national scrutiny, doing media interviews, facing Joe Biden in the vice presidential debate. But last night, even the most nervous Republicans agreed she passed her first test with flying colors. Mara Liasson, NPR News, St. Paul.
You can hear Sarah Palin's full speech or read it, and you can also read John Ridley's analysis of Palinguage, the new lingo of the Republican Convention at npr.org.